All right, Wrestling with Theology fans, this is Pastor Doug Minton, and we are digging deeper into the Psalms. We have finally gotten through Psalm 119. And now we start a three-week trek through the next section of the Psalms. Because once we get through 119, the next 15 Psalms are known as Songs of Ascent. These are the Psalms that the pilgrims would sing as they traveled up to Jerusalem for the great feast. So we have Psalms 120 through 134, all of them really short. So the next 3 weeks, we will take five each of these to run through and to dig into each of the Psalms to see what we can see. But the main thing that we'll carry out through all of it will simply be the praise of the Lord, who gives us the opportunity to come together to worship Him. That is the major thrust of the Songs of Ascent. Whether it is Psalm 120 or it is Psalm 134, wherever you are in the sequence. And I believe that these were probably all sung in sequence as they were going. And these are great psalms, as you will see. And many of them have verses that we know from the liturgy or from having pastoral care given to us. So we see that the Songs of Ascent are very well used. Let's start off where the Songs of Ascent start. Psalm 120, a Song of Ascents. In my distress I called to the Lord, and He answered me. Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given to you, and what more shall be done to you, you deceitful tongue? A warrior's sharp arrows with glowing coals of the broom tree. Woe to me that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I had my dwelling among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. All right, so far, Psalm 120. In my distress, I called to the Lord. Many, many times this shows up in the Psalms. And many, many times, the very next line is, and He answered me, just as it is here. And this starts off wanting the deceitful, lying tongue to be done away with. And the way it is, the warrior's sharp arrows with glowing coals of the broom tree. I mean, having the tongue shot with arrows or burned with a glowing coal truly brings us to the idea opposite of it in Isaiah 6, where Isaiah sees God sitting on the throne. He says, woe is me, for I am undone, for I am an unclean man dwelling among a people of unclean lips. And the angel comes carrying a glowing coal from the heavenly altar, touches it to Isaiah's lips and says, this has purified your lips. The glowing coals can be both judgment as well as mercy and atonement. Because as Paul also says in 1 Corinthians, everything we build upon the foundation of Jesus Christ will be tested by fire, and all that survives will be praised. All that is destroyed will be remembered no more, just like the world at the end of time in 2 Peter. But the psalmist and the pilgrim says, I sojourn in Meshech. I dwell among the tents of Kedar. Couple of the places that are truly away from the people. This shows the extremities of things, as Meshech is in the extreme north, most people believe, probably somewhere around, I've heard many people say, Moscow, especially among the premillennial dispensationalist. Anytime Meshech is in there, automatically go to Moscow. Kedar is in the extreme south, in the southern region of the Arabian Peninsula. So we have north and south here, kind of far removed from Jerusalem. But again, this is the desire to be in Jerusalem, Verse 6, too long have I had my dwelling among those who hate peace. Because what is Jerusalem? It is the place of peace. Salem, shalom, peace. That's what the pilgrims are looking for in this psalm. And so we move on into Psalm 21, as they likely would. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. So far, Psalm 121. Many things going on here. First, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? This reminds us, first of all, that many of the hills throughout Judea, throughout all of Palestine and the Promised Land, had altars that before the building of the temple were primary places for the worship of Yahweh and offerings given to him. However, it was also places where Baal worship and Asherah and all these other gods of the Canaanites were also worshipped on the highest places they could find. So where does my help come from? Not from the tops of the hills, but from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He is the one that keeps Israel. He is the one who gives his people peace. He is the one who will be the shade on your right hand, for the sun shall not strike you by day, and the moon shall not strike you by night. Reminding us of Revelation 22, where he talks about there being no sun in the New Jerusalem because the Lamb upon the throne is its light, and there will never be night there. And then we have the great words that are heard very often. Verse 8, the Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Many times I've heard this spoken over a pastor who's being installed in a congregation, reminding him of why he's there and who he is working for. Yes, he works for the congregation as their pastor, as their servant, but truly and honestly, first and foremost, he is a servant of the Most High God. And he is the one who keeps his going in and his coming out forevermore. He is the one who judges everything, who guides everything. Okay, we go to Psalm 122 now. This is a Psalm of David. And this is one that is read many times as the family gathers together right before the funeral service in Lutheran congregations to bring about this moment to where they can collect their thoughts. They can be ready, composing themselves again many times from the pre-service visitation so that they may be ready to hear the word in the funeral service. So Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem built as a city that is bound firmly together, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Their thrones for judgment were set, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers. For my brothers and companions' sake, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Bringing it all together in the songs of ascent here in Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Let us go and hear the Lord speak to us. And this is where the tribes of the Lord we're supposed to go, whether it's simply the 12 tribes of Israel or all peoples, as was decreed for all of Israel and throughout all time, that Jerusalem would be a house of prayer, a place of peace and prayer for all people. Therefore, we have pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the security of those within her. And it ends, for the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Why do we do good? It is for the sake of the Lord our God. It is Him prompting us through the Holy Spirit to be good to one another. There is truly no other reason. Because if it weren't for, like, familial bonds, you know, brothers, sisters, parents, children, if there weren't that close connection there, if it was just a stranger, we wouldn't care. But doing good for all those around, that comes only because of the Lord dwelling within us with His Holy Spirit, creating faith in us that because He has been good to us, we must and should be good to one another. We move on quickly to Psalm 123. Again, echoing back to Psalm 121. To you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, and the eyes of a maidservant to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, till He has mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we have had more than enough of contempt. Our soul has had more than enough of the scorn of those who are at ease, of the contempt of the proud. Our entire lives, as Christians, as human creatures, is lives of service to our God, our Creator. We look to Him as servants looking to their master, as maidservants looking to their mistress, seeking His mercy, seeking Him to have mercy on us, because yes, we have had more than enough of contempt in this world. We have had more than enough of the scorn of those who think they have no master. The contempt of those who are proud in what they have done for themselves. Not what God has given them, but what they have accomplished for themselves by pulling themselves up by their own bootstraps, to use the American phrase. This is truly why we come to worship. This is why the pilgrims went to Jerusalem. This is why we come to our church buildings. And we come often, because we have every single day more than enough of the contempt of this world, more than enough of the scorn of those who do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who do not believe in God, who do not believe that they are going to have a reckoning coming to them. We put up with that because we bear the name Christian. We house the Holy Spirit within us as He dwells in us for our good and for our blessing. And that is exactly where we go in Psalm 124. Again, another one from David. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when people rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive when their anger was kindled against us. Then the flood would have swept us away, the torrent would have gone over us, then over us would have gone the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us His prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. So far, Psalm 124. If it had not been the Lord that was on our side, we would have been swept away. we would have been completely swallowed up by our enemies. But the Lord is on our side. The Lord has taken the snare away from us, the snare of sin, the snare of guilt, the snare of hell. That has been broken. We have escaped. Why? Because of the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. There is our help. There is our purpose in this world, to declare that name, so that all those who are in distress may call upon that name and be answered and rescued, to have our help come to them. All right, that is it for this week. We continue on next week in Psalm 125 as we continue going through the songs of ascent, hearing the great blessings of why we come together to worship. And that worship helps to strengthen us to wrestle with the theologies around us. Amen.